Today's
Here.
daf is Pesachim daf Lamed Ches. We are holding on daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis at the very end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Elisha Graf in honor of Dr. Shulman. So thank you again, Elisha, for the sponsorship. And we will again pick up from the bottom of daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. This is the last daf of Matzah. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we begin Marar. Today's daf has three basic topics. First of all, we're going to discuss the machlokas about Maaser Sheni, whether it's Momon Gavoa or Momon Hedyot. We know that Maaser Sheni, one is allowed to eat in Yerushalayim, but you're allowed to eat it yourself. You don't have to give it to a Kohen or a Levi or anything, but it has to only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So there are two ways to view that. Is it that it's Momon Gavoa, it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money, so to speak, and it's just that Hashem allows us to eat it as long as we're in Yerushalayim? Or is it not that it's Momon Hedyot, it's ours, it's just that there's a din that you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, but it still belongs to us. And we're going to have three nafkaminas in that machlokas. Then we're going to have two versions of a shaila posed by Reish Lakish about using matzah from Maaser Sheni that happens to be challah also. If you're mafresh challah for Maaser Sheni, so it has a dual character that makes it unusual. The fact that it's Maaser Sheni and it's challah, can use that for matzah. And then we're going to have the third topic on the daf is going to be two explanations as to why we cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with the challos toda urkike nazir. Remember when we started that mishnah about matzah, there were three parts of the mishnah. The last part of the mishnah was about challos toda urkike nazir, and we didn't explain anything as to why it is that when you make the chalos toda rikike nazir for yourself, then you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with it. But if you're making it to sell a pashuk, all of a sudden you can be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with it. So we're finally going to come to an explanation of that today, be'ezras Hashem. So again, let's pick up from three lines to the bottom. Amar Rav Asi. So Rav Asi says three nafkaminas to the issue of whether Maaser Sheni is Momon Gavoa or Momon Hedyot. Number one, Isa shal Maaser Sheni. If you have a dough of Maaser Sheni, according to Rav Meir, it's going to be pata from chala, because Rav Meir holds that Maaser Sheni is momen gavoa, and in order to be chayv in chala, the dough has to belong to you. This dough does not belong to you, it belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so it's pata from chala. But according to the Chachamim, Maaser Sheni is momen hedyot, it does belong to you, and therefore it's going to be chayv in chala. Nafkamina number two, matzos shel Maaser Sheni. If you have matzah of Maaser Sheni, the divra Meir, according to Rav Meir, one is not yotzei yischiv on Pesach with matzos of Maaser Sheni, because again Rav Meir holds it's momen gavoa and matzah needs to belong to you. Apparently, l'divrei chachamim, adam yotzei b'yidei chavasa on Pesach. But according to the chachamim, a person can be yotzei yischiv on Pesach with matzos of Maaser Sheni, because again Maaser Sheni, according to the chachamim, is momen hedyot. It does belong to you, so there's nothing wrong. You can use it for the mitzvah of matzah. And now the third nafkamina, Esrog shall Maaser Sheni. If you have an Esrog of Maaser Sheni, l'divrei Rav Meir, ein yotzei b'yidei chavaso b'yom tov. L'divrei Chachamim, adam yotzei b'yidei chavaso b'yom tov. According to Rav Meir, one cannot be yotzei yischiv with it, because again, it does not belong to you, and the Esrog needs to be lachem, l'kachtem lachem b'yom rishon, needs to belong to you. And according to the Chachamim, a person can be yotzei yischiv on yom tov with an Esrog of Maaser Sheni. So the Gemara just tries to clarify how we know that all three of these dinim, hafrashas challah, matzah, and esrog, need to be lachem. The whole machlokas is Maaser Sheni called lachem, but everyone's taking for granted that it needs to belong to you in order to be yotzei the mitzvah. Where do we see that in the Torah? So maskev Rav Papa, bishlami isa, I understand very well when it comes to the mitzvah of hafrashas challah, dichsiv ariso seichem, mishalachem. It says the word ariso seichem in the pasuk, gracious ariso seichem challah terimu truma ketrumas garen. That it has to belong to you. Esrog nami, I understand that it has to belong to you. Duchsiv ulakachtem lachem. Lachem ishalachem yehe. That you should take lachem for yourself, which means that it has to belong to you when you take the esrog on the first day of Sukkot at least. Elam matzah, miksiv, matzaschem. But you read all the different psukkim that we have about the mitzvah of matzah, nowhere does it say matzaschem, that it needs to belong to you. So amarav vitem ravyem rabashlamya asya lachem lachem. We learn it out from a comparison between matzah and challah. The term lechem is used when it describes the mitzvah of hafreshes challah. The term lechem is used to describe the mitzvah of matzah, as in lechem oni. Ksiv hachal lechem oni. Ksiv hasam vaya ba'achlechem mi lechem ha'aretz. It says over here lechem oni, and it says by hafreshes challah vaya ba'achlechem mi lechem ha'aretz tarimu truma la'ashem yir mafresh challah. So malahalan mishalachem. Just like by hafreshes challah, we know it has to be Ariso Sechem, so too, Afkan Mishalachem, so too, when it comes to the Lechemoni of Matzah, it also needs to belong to you. So says the Gemara, Lema Mesayele, I'll bring a raya that this is correct. Isa Shal Maisa Sheni, Pturim Menachal Divra Meir, Vecham Mormim Chayeves. You see that this, that the Machlokas Rameir and the Chabim about whether Maisa Sheni is Mamun Gavoa or Mamun Hedyot has ramifications for the mitzvah of Hafrashas Chala, because it seems that this Brisa says exactly that according to Rabbi Meir, if you have a dough of Maisa Sheni, there's no mitzvah of Hafrash Schala because it does not belong to you. It's Mamun Gavoa. And according to the Chamim, there is a mitzvah because it does belong to you. So says Gemara, Lema Mesaye is an odd choice of terminology to use to say that this is the this seems to line up with the Machlokas, with what we were suggesting is the Nafkamina and the Machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chamim. Lema Mesaye? Hainu ha? That's not a Lema Mesaye. It's exactly the same thing we just said. It's a repeat of exactly what we said. So Hachi Karmer, no, what we mean to say is as follows. Lema mi de pligi bi isa bahanach nami pligi. Maybe let us suggest that if we have an explicit machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim with regard to the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah on Maaser Sheni, that it would also mean there is a machlokas Rav Meir and the Chachamim with regard to the mitzvah of matzah with Maaser Sheni, and with regard to the mitzvah of esrog with Maaser Sheni. O Dilma, or what's the other possibility? Shaini hasam dichsiv ariso sechem ariso sechem trezimni. The other possibility is that since it says ariso sechem twice when it comes to the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah, maybe this whole machlokas is only within the din of Hafrashas Challah. That's where we're really makbid that it be mishalachem. But maybe, because it says it twice, but maybe by esrog where it only says lachem once, and by matzah where it doesn't really say it at all, we just have a limud of lechem lechem, maybe we would think that it's enough, it's yours enough to at least fulfill a singular ariso sechem, even if you hold its mamun gavoa. Maybe the fact that you're allowed to eat it, that you treat it like yours, it's yours enough that you'd be able to fulfill the mitzvah even if you hold that it's mamun gavoa. So kamash milan that it's not so. The Gemara is trying to tell us that if they have this machlokas when it comes to Hafrashas Challah, mistama they have the same machlokas when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah and Maaser Sheni, and when it comes to the mitzvah of esrog with Maaser Sheni. So the Gemara was very clear over here that we have a simple machlokas from Meir Lecham. Does Maaser Sheni belong to you, or is it Mamun Gavoa? And three basic nafkaminas: Challah, matzah, esrog. So very, very straightforward. The Rambam Shita therefore causes us lots of problems. Because if you have a basic machlokas and three basic nafkaminas, you would expect that if the Rambam paskins, let's say, mamun gavoa, that he's then going to say that you're not able to be, you're not chayv and chal, you're not able to be yotzei matzah, you're not able to be yotzei esrog with maaser sheni. And if he holds mamun hedyot, he's going to come down on the other side of it. The Rambam in chametz matzah perek vav alachas paskins, one could be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with maaser sheni in Yerushalayim. He also paskins that one is chayiv hafrashas chalim hilchus bikurim perek vav alacha dalet. One is chayiv to do hafrashas chala on a dough of maaser sheni. In hilchus lulav perek ches, he paskins that one is yotzei the mitzvah of lulav with an esrog of maaser sheni. So given that in all three cases of nafkamina, the Rambam paskins that one can be that it is moman. Rambam seems to paskin that it is moman hedyot, that it's yours, that it counts enough, that it's considered lachem, it's considered ariso seichem. It's considered lechem lechem, that it's lechem, that it's totally yours. So one would expect the Rambam to paskin that Maaser Sheni is Mamun Hedyot. The problem is the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan, the Maaser Sheni is Mamun Gavoa. He says explicitly in Hilchos Maaser Sheni Perikim Lach Yudzayin that Maaser Sheni is Mamun Gavoa. So what do we do with the Shitas Rambam? How can he paskin Mamun Gavoa? And then in every single case with his Nafkamina, he paskins Mamun Hedyot. So the Achronim have a difficult time with this, and there are various suggestions in the Achronim. Rabbeinu Manoach and the Marie Korkus on In Hilchos Chametz Matzah suggest that the Rambam holds like Rav Chiya Bar Ovin, who disagrees with Rav Asi. Remember, our Gemara is Rav Asi. There is a Machlokas Amoraim in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Lamed Hey. Why is Esrog Shel Arla Pasul? Arla, fruit that grows the first 3 years. Why is an Esrog of Arla Pasul? According to Rav Chiya Bar Ovin, it's because Ein Bo Heter Achila. You're not allowed to eat Arla, and anything that you're not allowed to eat, you cannot be Yotzei in the Mitzvah of Esrog with. According to Rav Asi, it's because it's Ein Bo Din Mamon, that it doesn't belong to you, and anything that doesn't belong to you, you can't be Yotzei the Mitzvah with. So the Gemara over there seems to say explicitly that according to everybody, it at least needs Heter Achila. In order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Esrog, you at least need to be allowed to eat it. The whole machlokas is, do you also need Din Mamon? Nafkamina would be an Esrog Shel Maaser Sheni, according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, that it's Arla, everyone's going to agree it's no good, because it's neither Heter Achila nor Din Mamon. What about Esrog Shel Maaser Sheni, according to Rabbi Meir? If you hold that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, so it has Heter Achila, you're allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim, but there's no Din Mamon. So according to Rav Asi, you cannot be Yotzei with it, because it's no Din Mamon, it's Mamon Gavoa. And like we say that you're not Yotzei with Esrog Shel Maaser Sheni, according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Chiya Bar Ovin, though, even if you hold Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, you can be Yotzei with an Esrog of Maaser Sheni, because it's Yesh Bo Heter Achila, and that's all you need. So maybe the Rambam Paskin is like that the reason you're able to be Yotzei with Esrog is because Yesh Bo Heter Achila. You don't need it to have Din Mamon. Now, once he holds like Rabbi Chiya Bar Ovin, when it comes to Esrog, Hu Adin by Matzah, that you could be Yotzei with it because it has Heter Achila. That maybe the Din of Matzah is just that it has to have Heter Achila, but not that it has to have Din Mamon. Again, this is difficult, because why would you say that by Matzah it has to, it's Tali and Heter Achila, and it still doesn't solve Challah. Challah also doesn't seem to be an issue of Heter Achila. Unless you say that, no, that's what the word Lachem means. Lachem doesn't mean that it has to belong to you. The word Lachem means that you have Yesh Bo Heter Achila. That's what Ariso Seicha means, that's what Lachem means. You have to say something along those lines. Again, many other yeshuvim for the Rambam, but the kasha is a very, very strong kasha. The other another issue, a word issue, is that when we went through each of the nafkaminas, so it was interesting when we spoke about using matzah of Maaser Sheni, we spoke about being Yotzei Yidei Chavaso on the second line of the page. We said Yotzei Yidei Chavaso bePesach, being Yotzei Yechiv on Pesach. When it came to use it, to discussing using an esrog of Maaser Sheni, so a few lines later we said, according to Rav Meir, Ein Yotzei Yidei Chavaso be Yom Tov. Now, an esrog is only taken on Sukkot, and matzah is taken on Pesach. So matzah is eaten on Pesach. So why is it that when it comes to matzah, we call it the very specific term Pesach? When it comes to esrog, we refer to it by the generic term Yom Tov rather than Sukkot. So Rav Yosef Engel raises this issue. The Rashash raises this issue, that it seems that the Gemara must be trying to tell us something. So the Rav Yosef Engel writes that the din lachem by esrog is only a din on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkot. It's only on the first day. Lekachtem lachem b'yom harishon. After the first day of Sukkot, there's no longer a requirement of lachem. And therefore, it's only on the day of Sukkot that is Yom Tov. It's not on the days that are Chol HaMoed. So Yom Tov is not a more generic, basic term. It's actually a very exclusive term. Yom Tov is saying that you're Yotzei the Mitzvah on Yom Tov, on the first day, which is the day of Yom Tov. So that's why Dafka chooses Yom Tov to tell us all the other days of Chag. You don't have a Din of Lachem. But when it comes to Matzah, why does it say Pesach? So the Rashash suggests that it comes to tell us that whenever there is something associated with the Korban Pesach, there's a Din Matzah. Achilas Matzah on Pesach Sheni also. It's not Yom Tov, Pesach Sheni, but it would still be a Din of Achilas Matzah. So we're emphasizing not the Chag HaMatzos element, because this isn't a din in Chag HaMatzos, this is a din in Pesach. Rav Yosef Engel writes, he brings a raya from here, that, and you could question this raya, but he brings a raya from here, that the mitzvah Achilas Matzah is for all 7 days of Pesach. That's why he says, Bepesach. That's why the Gemara dafka use the term bePesach, because the psul of matzah shel ma'aser sheni is nogea for all 7 days of Pesach. We're used to think the mitzvah of matzah is the first night. After that, you just can't eat chametz, but there's no mitzvah of matzah. So matzah of ma'aser sheni would be fine on the other days. But if you hold matzah of ma'aser sheni is pasul on the first night, so if you hold that there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah for all 7 days, so then whatever requirements you have on the first night, if you want to get that mitzvah kiyumis or whatever that mitzvah is for the rest of the days, you have to, your matzah has to meet that same criteria that matzah's mitzvah for the first night has to meet. So says Yosef Engel, the fact that it says Pesach tells you it's not just on Yontif, it's for the entire Pesach. Other Achronim point out that no, the term Pesach does not mean the entire Yontif. There's a difference. The Torah uses the term Pesach and the term Chag HaMatzos. Those are very different terminology. Chag HaMatzos is the Yontif of the full 7 days. Pesach usually refers to when we're eating the Karban Pesach. It actually refers to a little bit of Erev Pesach and the night of the Seder. Generally, Pesach does not, and maybe Pesach Sheni, but it does not refer to the entire Yontif. So Adrabba, this might be a raya that there's no mitzvah kiyumis of matzah throughout the rest of the days of Pesach. One more ha'ar over here, very important, is that there is a major machlokas rishonim. What types of produce are chayiv in shumos and maestros mida or raisa? Meaning the dagan tirosh v'yitzar is explicit in the Torah that if you have grain, grapes, olives, those kinds of things, that definitely chayiv in shumos and maestros min haTorah. What about stam, fruits and vegetables? Are they chayiv in shumos and maestros min haTorah, or is that only a din derabanan? So a significant group of rishonim, Rashi, Masechas Brachos, Tosfos, the Ravid, the Ramban, the Ritva, very, very large group of Rishonim hold that Meiser Ilan is only Midrabanan. Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar is Da'oraisa, but to take Meisros, Chumas Meisros in general, from fruits of a tree is only Midrabanan. That's what it sounds like from the Pashtus of the Sugya in Brachos and Daf Lamed Vav. The Rambam, however, in Hilchos Chumas in the second parak and Hilchos Meiser in the first parak, says that all Peros are Chayiv Chumas Meisros Min HaTorah, it's only vegetables that are Midrabanan. Your red peppers, your cucumbers, those are only chayiv midrabanan, but all peros ha'ilan are chayiv minatorah in Meisr, and the smag holds that even biyarek it's minatorah. The Meisr Sheni afil biyarek is a din da'oraisa. So says the Sfasemis, l'chora, from our sugya it's muchach, the Meisr ilan is da'oraisa, that to take Meisros from fruits is da'oraisa, because what are we talking about? Yuranu, can you be yotzi with an esrog of Meisr Sheni? Is that called lachem? So Yuranu can be yotzi midaraisa with an esrog of Meisr Sheni. If the whole din of Meisr and esrog was only Drabanan, so the esrog of Meisr Sheni is certainly not Mamun Gavoa. Drabanan don't have the right to make something Mamun Gavoa. They make it asr for me to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, and I have to listen to them because they're Drabanan. But it doesn't make it Mamun Gavoa. The fact that it calls it Mamun Gavoa seems to imply, like the Shitas HaRambam, or the smag, that it's a din d'oraisa. However, the Sfasemis points out it's not necessarily such a great raya, because whenever the rabbanon make a din called the tikkun rabbanon ken d'oraisa tikkunim, they always pattern the dinim after dinim d'oraisa, and they always try to make the details of the din mimic the dine d'oraisa as much as possible. So it could be that this is really din d'rabbanon, but it just it's still going to be, we treat it ki'ilu it's mamon gavah the same way we would treat din d'oraisa. It could also be that, says Vasemes, or Vasi was talking about an esrog of Meisr Sheni, but not an esrog that grew on a tree that you would then mafresh some of the esrogim for Truma and some for Meisr Rishon and some for Meisr Sheni. No, an esrog could be Meisr Sheni in a different way entirely. Let's say I grow wheat in my field and I have mafresh Meisr Sheni, but I can't schlep all that wheat up to Yerushalayim. So what do? I'm polded on money. So now midoraisa, the money becomes kesef of Meisr Sheni. What do I do with that money? I bring it to Yerushalayim and I buy food, like apples and oranges and esrogim. And one of the fruits I buy is an esrog. So there you have an esrog that midoraisa is Meisr Sheni. Who says that it's talking about an esrog that you were mafresh the esrog itself as Meisr Sheni? So that's not necessarily the greatest raya. The other major discussion that's had over here in the Rishonim is what about matzah gezula? If a person steals matzah, so yotzei the mitzvah of achilas matzah, it says lechem lechem, right? We learned that just like ariso seichem by afresh schal, it has to be yours. So matzo also has to be yours because it calls it lechem oni. So Pashto says that would be a good enough reason to say that you're not yotze with matzo gezula. That's what the Rush writes. Mashma mikan, that one is not yotze with matzo gezula, because by Meisr Sheni we learn according to Rabbi Meir that it's mamon gavoa, you're not yotze. So according to the Rabbanon, it also has to be yours. They just happen to hold that Meisr Sheni is mamon hedyot. However, in the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi quotes Rabbi Yonav Rabbi Yossi that matzah gezula is a problem of mitzvah baba avera, not because of that it has to be lachem. It's a different issue that it's a mitzvah baba avera that you're not allowed to be mevarich on it because botzei abirich niyetz Hashem, that you're mocking a kadosh baruch Hu by being mevarich on such matzah. So the Rishonim discuss what exactly is the real reason that one is not yotzei with matzah gezula. Is it because of mitzvah baba avera? Is it because it's not lachem? What would be the nafkamina? So they suggest, the Shagas Aryeh suggests, the nafkamina might be, what if you have maror guzzle? Where tomorrow we're going to start talking about maror. What if you have stolen maror? The Gemara is going to say that matzah maror, there's a hekish to link matzah and maror. Anything that's ma'akev by matzah, for instance, the fact, according to our mayor, that you can't be yotzi matzah ma'aser sheni, is ma'akev by maror as well. Even though the chiv of maror bizman hazeh is only the Rabbanon, and the chiv of matzah bizman hazeh is the Araisa. So says the Shagas Aryeh, if you say the psul of gazel is a din in dine matzah, so then we apply all the dine matzah to dine maror. So then it's going to be, there's din lachem by matzah, it's got to be a din lachem by maror. But if you say that the din of matzah is a din, a more general din of mitzvah baba avera, well then there's a machlokas rishonim. Do we apply mitzvah baba avera to a mitzvah drabanan? Maybe the psul of mitzvah baba avera is only by a mitzvah d'oraisa and not by a mitzvah drabanan. So by matzah, you're going to have such a psul of mitzvah baba avera. But by maror, you're not going to have a psul of mitzvah baba avera. The Ritzkeis, the Bali Itter, Rabbeinu Yonah, they all hold that mitzvah baba avera doesn't apply to dinim drabanan. So that's what Shagzai says might be a nafkamina in terms of which is the real reason for matzah. One more point there, we've mentioned several times already, so I've got to mention again, the Sfas Emes has serious trouble figuring out how people are allowed to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah when you have a lot of guests at your table on Pesach. How everybody's yotzei the mitzvah of matzah? The matzah needs to belong to you. Who makes it belong to the guests? You, it's your matzah and you're sharing it with all your guests, but it's not lachem, it's not theirs. So he has trouble figuring out what is all of Klal Yisrael Samechan in light of this Gemara that you need, that we learn lechem lechem, that it needs to be your dough. So the Sfas Emes says it must be that we're somech on the Shitas HaRash, which is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Evna Ezer, in Simon Chav Ches in Evna Ezer, where the Gemara discusses what if you borrow a ring from somebody and you're Mekadesh and Isha with that ring, is she Mekudeshes or not? So Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you make it clear when you borrow the ring, Hashileini Taba'as Kidei Lekadesh Isha. I want to borrow this ring to be Mekadesh and Isha with it, so she's Mekudeshes, because since it was lent to him to be Mekadesh and Isha, we assume that the person had in mind that it should work, that whatever kinyan you need to make this work, so then let it work. So he said maybe the same thing would be true by matzah. That when it comes to matzah, that if I'm sharing my matzah with you and I'm inviting you for the Seder and I want you to be Yotzei Mitzvah Matzah, whatever kinyan you need in this matzah to make it work, I don't know, maybe I didn't have in mind that it should belong to you, but I definitely had in mind that whatever you need, that it should be, you should be able to be yotzei your mitzvah, and maybe that would be good enough. There's also discussion in the poskim in Evan Ezer. What if you're sitting at a su'uda and you're given a nice piece of chicken and you're not so in the mood for chicken, but there's a lovely girl sitting next to you and you're not married and you take the chicken and she loves chicken, so you take the chicken, you give it to her, you say Harei Mekudeshes Li B'Tarnegol Zu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So is she Mekudeshes or is she not Mekudeshes? If you Mekadesh with the food that you have been given, so that's a discussion in the poskim. In Evna Ezer, is it called yours? So says the Rabbi Tzal Stern in the Betzala Chachma, the Shuvah Betzala Chachma, that even if you hold that it's not called yours, but by matzah it's going to be different because by matzah you have to chew it first. So by the time you chew it, by then it definitely then it's definitely the Baal Bas has given it up, and then it certainly belongs to you. So by the time you swallow your matzah, you mean yotzei yichiv of matzah. So at that point, it for sure is considered to be your matzah. Okay, let's see the
good enough for you're allowed to eat it. That's what lachem means, that certainly.
Oh, well, certainly if it's heter achila, yeah, then definitely. Then you definitely have heter achila. Okay, so let's see further now. So says the Gemara further now. By Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So Shaila Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Ma'av sheyetzer d'mirech levasa b'chalas shel ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. If you have ma'aser sheni produce and you make a dough out of it and you're mafresh chala from the ma'aser sheni, can you use that chala in Yerushalayim? Now keep in mind, if it's just regular chala, not ma'aser sheni, just regular chala, a kohen is allowed to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with truma, with chala. That was in the Mishnah. Kohen is allowed to be yotze with chala. But here you have chala of ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. Salibud Rabbi Yossi Aglili lo tibaylach. There's no shiloh. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says that we learn from Lechem Oni that it has to be nechel ba'aninus, and Maiser Sheni is not nechel ba'aninus. It's not eaten in a state of dejection and sadness. So then it's certainly not a shiloh. Then there's no question over here. Hashto b'chulin lo nafik b'chalasu mibay. Regular Maiser Sheni you can't be yotzei the mitzvah with. So obviously you're not going to be able to be yotzei the mitzvah with challah of ma'aser sheni. That just adds another layer. But certainly it's still at its very essence. It's still ma'aser sheni, so you can't be yotzei. So that's not a shaila. Kiti ba'ilach alibud Rabbi Akiva. The whole shaila is according to Rabbi Akiva. Remember, Rabbi Akiva says no, it's not lechem oni, it's lechem ani. That it's about the ingredients. You're just only allowed to make matzah with flour and water. It's not about how the mood that you're in when you eat the matzah. And if you're going to darshan lechem oni, it doesn't mean that you have to be in a good, that you have to be in a bad mood when you eat it. Lechem oni means onim alav dvarim harbe. It means that you have to use it as a prop in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's all it means. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that there's no din that Maaser Sheni in general is not allowed to be eaten with that you're not allowed to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with Maaser Sheni. That you are, according to Rabbi Akiva, you are allowed to be yotzei with Maaser Sheni normally. Maybe bechulin who did nafik di mit muyesh lan heter b'moshavos. Maybe it's only regular Maaser Sheni, where if it were to become Tameh, you can then bring it back outside of Yerushalayim. You could be poded for something else and bring it outside of Yerushalayim. Normally, once Maaser Sheni is in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be poded. It's too late, you got to eat it there. But if it becomes Tameh, so then you're allowed to be poded and bring it back outside of Yerushalayim. So theoretically, your regular Maaser Sheni could be eaten anywhere if only it were to become Tameh. But aval chala, but once it's chala, now if it becomes Tameh, you can't eat it anywhere, you can't be poded, because chala or truma tameya, you're not allowed to eat, you have to burn, there's a chiv to burn it. So aval chala di mitamya, where if it were to become Tameh, less la heter b'moshavos, there would be no heter to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Ulusreifa azla, you'd have to burn it. Lo nafik, maybe you shouldn't be yotze with it. O zilma amrinon hol vilu kara la shem v'itmi isla heter b'moshavos, v'nafik ba, hashad ami nafik. Or maybe I could say, since if you would not have ever designated as chala, it would have been something that you could eat outside of Yerushalayim, so too, now that you have designated it as chala, it's good enough and you could be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with it. Very difficult svara to understand. Hoil that you could have not designated as challah, but you did designate it as challah, and now you can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So Sfasemis is bothered by this. Sfasemis suggests, and the Arsameach also, that maybe what it's trying to say is not that b'mitzius it could have been matzah that's mutter ba'achila b'chol moshavos. Maybe what it means to say is that when the Torah says that you need b'chol moshavosechem, the Torah is telling me that the kedusha shabo should be a kedusha that it should not have a level of kedusha that's monea eating it b'chol moshav seichem. The kedusha should not be such a kedusha that precludes the possibility of b'chol moshav seichem. So mitzad the kedushas chala shabo, so it doesn't preclude b'chol moshav seichem. A kohen could eat that anywhere. He could eat his truma, he could eat his chala anywhere. Mitzad the kedushas ma'aser sheni shabo also doesn't preclude the possibility of b'chol moshav seichem, because ma'aser sheni that becomes tamei, you can eat b'chol moshav seichem. Now it happens to be by coincidence that this is ma'aser sheni and challah, and therefore on a practical level cannot be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. But neither of the kedushos that it has precludes the possibility of eating it outside of Yerushalayim. That's working with the assumption that when you have challah and ma'aser sheni on the same dough, it's not that it's a hybrid kedusha called challahs ma'aser sheni, which is a higher level of kedusha than ma'aser sheni is, and a higher level of kedusha of challahs. It's a shutfas. It's that there's both challah and maaser sheni, but neither one is enhanced by the other one. It's just that there happen to be two dinim within this dough, and neither of the dinei kedusha of this dough would preclude the possibility of eating it outside of Yerushalayim. So anyway, that was one version of the shaila that that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that Rish Lakish asks. Ikada Amri. Another version is as follows: that ha vaday lo tibaylach to vaday amrin and hawil. There's no question that we do apply the concept of hawil. Kiti bayilach, the whole shaila in the previous case. We have regular challah of Maaser Sheni. Kiti Boilach, challah halakuach bikesef Maaser Sheni. The whole shaila is, what if you have challah that was purchased with Maaser Sheni money? Va'alibid Rabbanon lo tibaylach, kivin damri yipada haynu Maaser. So if you hold that you can redeem it, so then there's no shaila. The Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say that that which is bought with kesef Maaser that becomes tameh, you can also be podeh. So then it's the same thing as Maaser, that just like Maaser that becomes tameh, you can be podeh, that which you buy with kesef Maaser that becomes tameh, you could be podeh. Kiti bayilach alibid Rabbi Yehuda. The whole shaila is only within Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Yikover. Rabbi Yehuda holds that that which was bought with money of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim that becomes tameh, you have to bury it. You're not allowed to bring it outside of Yerushalayim. Ditanan halakuch because of Maaser Sheni shenitma. If you buy produce with money of Maaser Sheni and then that produce becomes tameh, yipada. Tanakama says so. Redeem it and then you'll buy something else with the money. Rabbi Yehuda omer yikover. Rabbi Yehuda says no. You have to bury it. So mi amrinan. So over here, what do we say? Do we say hol v'ilola kuachavi v'hol v'lo kara l'shem v'itmi yesh lo hetar moshavos v'nafik bay hashanami nafik bay? Should we say, well, if you never would have bought this with the money of Maaser Sheni, and had you never been designated this part of the dough as challah, you could have theoretically eaten it outside of your Yerushalayim, so now you can also eat it outside of your Yerushalayim? Or maybe we only get to say hoil once. You don't get to say two separate hoils. So Amrava Mistavra Shei Maaser Chadu. He says, most Mistavra, that it's all the same din of Maaser, that it's all fine, that that whether it's challah of Maaser Sheni, whether it's challah that's purchased with kes of Maaser Sheni, you could be Yotzei Yerchiyuv of Matzah. So with it, it's perfectly fine. It's called B'chol Moshvel Seichem. The Rambam doesn't quote this din for some reason. Slach isn't sure why the Rambam doesn't quote this din. He just says you could be Yotzi with Kesef Maaser Sheni, you could be Yotzi with Matzah of Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim. He never says anything about being Yotzi with Maaser Sheni that was with that which was Lakuach the Kesef Maaser and became Challah. For whatever reason, the Rambam doesn't quote it. Now the Maram Chalva just points out. So Reish Lakish has this suffix over here. Do we apply Hoil? Now he has a suffix in the first version whether we say Hoil once, and the second version whether we say Hoil twice. We discussed previously about eating demai. Can you be yotzi with mitzvah of matzah with matzahs of demai? So the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, yes, you can absolutely be yotze. Why? Who's allowed to eat demai? Only an ani is allowed to eat demai. Nachsanya is allowed to eat demai. Why can I be yotze if I'm not an ani? I'm not an nachsanya. Why am I allowed to be yotze with demai? So the Gemara said, because havel v'yibay, since if you want, you could be mafkir all your nachasim, and you could become an ani, and then you'd be allowed to eat the demai. So mele, it's called that it's something that you're allowed to eat, and therefore you could be yotze with demai. So the Maram Chalva says, why over there is it so pashut, and there's no machlokas amarayim. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah says it could be yotze, and everyone agrees why. It's because you can be mafkir and the chasim will be yours. You can eat it, so it's perfectly fine. And all of a sudden, over here, we're not going to say hoil. So he just points out. The Ram Chalva points out that there's a very big difference between the two hoils. Over there, the hoil is, since I can still do something to make this mutter for me, there's a way to fix it. There's a way that I'll be allowed to eat it. Over here, the hoil is not what I can do. It's retrospective. It's since I could have, had I, you know, been able to live life again and done things differently, I would have been able to not declare this as chala or as maaser sheni. So that type of hoil is a much weaker kind of hoil. So that's where Reish Lakish has a shaila, whether we're going to apply hoil or not. Okay, new topic. Chalos todu rukike nazir. So the Mishnah had said that if a person bakes for himself, chalos todu rukike nazir, for his own carbon todah, for his own carbon of a nazir, he cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with it on Pesach. But if he bakes it to sell it for other people's chalos toder kikin nazir, then he can be yotze. So what the Gemara is going to do is going to give five suggestions as to what the reason is that it can't be used for the mitzvah of matzah when you bake it for other people. First, we're going to have two shittos of Amorayim that we actually suggest as legitimate shittos. And then the Gemara is going to have three more. Why didn't you say this? Why didn't you say this explanation, that? So first explanation is as follows. Amar Rabba da Amar Kra, Pasuk says, Ushmartem es ha-matzos, and we learn from there, matzah mishtameris l'shem matzah, that it needs, in order to be yotzi the mitzvah of matzah, it needs to be guarded l'shem matzah. You need to watch over it, that it not become chametz l'shem the mitzvah of matzah. Yatzazu, shem mishtameris l'shem matzah, el l'shem zevach. As opposed to this, where you're not doing it l'shma, you're not making it l'shem matzah, you're only doing it l'shem zevach, you're doing it l'shem the karban. This is the din of shimur l'shma. We require shmura matzah, that the shmira be done l'shem mitzvahs matzah. So that's something that we are very makbid about in all of our matzah bakeries, that it be done l'shma. There's discussion in the Rishonim, how much of it has to be done l'shma? Shmira when? Mishas k'tzira, mishas lisha, mishas afia. At what point in the process do you need l'shma? And the poskim will discuss that you're not allowed to have a guy do any part of the process that needs l'shma, because a guy is not a bar l'shma. He's not someone who's able to have l'shma. So there's a machlokas of poskim. Is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? The requirement of l'shma. The Bach holds, and the Chok Yaakov, that it's only a din d'rabbanan. The drasha that the Gemara is quoting, Shmartim Mitzvos, is only an asmachta. But the Pri Chadash and others say that it's a din d'oraisa. L'may naf kaminu, it's din d'rabbanan, din d'oraisa. We have to listen to the rabbis also. So the Bach says, well, since it's only a din d'rabbanan, let's say on the first night of the Seder, you don't have shmura matzah. Do you have a mitzvah tira kazayas of whatever matzah you do have? Yeah, you have something that's not chametz, but it wasn't shomer l'shem mitzvah matzah. It was made for rekik and nazir or whatever. So can you be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with it? Should you? Is there any kunz? Is there any maila in eating a kazayas of it? So says the Bach, yeah, there's still a maila in eating kazayas, because the whole din of shmura is only a din midrabanan. Now, even if you say that it is a din d'oraisa, one could still argue that there is two separate, we mentioned the other day, that there are two separate dinim d'oraisa. There's a din that you eat matzah, and there's a din that you eat the matzah that was made l'shma. So it could be that there would still be a reason to eat it, to at least be yotzei one of the two dinim. Another nafkamina, Bir Alacha, writes on the side of Mishnah Berurah, he says if there's a din of shimur matzah l'shma is d'oraisa, so then you should be samech l'chachil b'matzah's mitzvah, you should not be mitzvah. What if you have a boy who's 13 years old, but you don't yet know if he has shtei saros? So when it comes to, so we have a chazaka that someone who's 13 years old mustam has shtei saros. Mela, you could be yotzei, you could rely that he's a gadol. But if you, but when it comes to din daraisa, we don't rely on that chazaka. That's why many shuls are makbid that for parsha zachar they won't allow bar mitzvah bachar to lein parsha zachar. They'll wait for a few months after his bar mitzvah till they let him lein parsha zachar, because they don't want to rely on the chazaka. So it could be whether you can rely on the chazaka. Can a 13-year-old kid do the shmira l'shma for the mitzvah of matzah? So this is nafkaminas, whether it's a din d'rabbanan or a din d'oraisa. There's a much bigger discussion which we're not going to have time for, but just to whet your appetite a little bit, about what if you have a matzah that was made by a guy or a cherishot of a katan, and there's a yisrael lo made al gabav. There's a Jew watching him doing the shmira l'shma, but he's not actually doing anything. Minchas Tinuch is bothered. Why all the Rishonim assume that you have to knead it l'shma and bake it l'shma? Who says the kneader and the bake? You just have to watch it l'shma. Have a mashkiach that does all the watching l'shma. The din is shmira l'shma. So Minchas Tinuch suggests, no, it's not called a shmira when you're not doing it. There's a different way that you pay attention to something when you're actively involved in it than how you pay attention to something that you're observing. If you're, you could watch a ball game and you're watching the ball, or you could be playing the ball game. It's a different kind of focus that a person needs in order to really be shomer. So when it comes to matzah, the Minchas Chinuch says the same thing. What What about Gadol Omer al Gabav? So it's fascinating. There are three sugyas in Shas that give us completely different pictures of whether Gadol Omer al Gabav works, where you require Lishma, but completely different pictures of whether Gadol Omer al Gabav works. In Mesechas Gittin and Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about anyone is allowed to write a get, Afilu Cheir Shot of a Katan, and the Gemara says, yeah, that's assumed, even though you need Siva Lishma by a get. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's assuming Gadol Omer al Gabav. That as long as the Gadol Omer al Gabav, then the Cheir Shot of a Katan can write the get, that's good enough for Lishma. So that sounds like Gadol Omer al Gabav is good enough. The Gemara in Chulin, when it talks about Shechita, where the Shechita has to be done properly, the Gemara says that if you hold Shechita's Cheir Shot of a Katan is good, when Acherim Rohim, that's because you hold you don't need Kavana B'Shechita. But if you hold you need Kavana B'Shechita, having Acherim Rohim also is not good enough. So that implies that Gadol Omer al Gabav does not work from the Gemara in Chulin. And then there's a third Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara is mechalik between a shota versus a cheresh and a katan, that a gadol omer al gabav will work for chalitza by a cheresh and a katan, but not by a shota. So three different Gemaras give us three different completely different pictures. How you answer that three-way stira will determine whether you hold it's cheresh shota v'katan can bake your matzahs with a gadol omer al gabav. Okay, so anyway, that was suggestion number one. Suggestion number two, Rav Yosef. How do I know that Rekike Nazir Chalas Toda cannot be used for the mitzvah of matzah? Because the pasuk tells us that the matzah has to be matzah that's eligible to be eaten for 7 days. These matzahs can only be eaten for 1 day. When you bring carbon toda, you have 40 loaves of bread, you got to finish it all yom v'layla, that day and that night. It's a kasha the Chaznish raises. What do you mean Chalas Toda? How could you ever have Chalas Toda on the night of the Seder? You're not allowed to bring a carbon toda on Erev Pesach. Carbon toda on Erev Pesach, you can't. That's why we don't say Mizmel Soda on Erev Pesach, because you're going to be maybe Kachem Lebeis Apsul. You can't bring all the schametz into the world on Erev Pesach. So Chazanish suggests maybe it's on Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni has the same dinim of matzah for Pesach Sheni that you'd have for Pesach Rishon when you have a carbon Pesach Soda, and over there there's no Isra of Chametz, so you would bring the carbon toda. Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi, we have a Brisa that says just like Rabbi, Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yosef, and a Brisa just like Rav Yosef. Tiny Kavasid Rabbi, the Brisa says just like Rabbi Yachl, Yasi de Kavasa Bechalus Todurikik and Nazir, Tamilomer Shmarte Mesamatos, Matza Mishtamer Shem Matza, explicitly, that it's based on the Din Shmir Lishma, Yatzazu, Shem Mishtamer, so Shem Matza, Lishum Zavach, as opposed to the Chalus Todurikik and Nazir, it's not being guarded Lishem Matza, it's being guarded Lishem Zavach. Tanya Kavasid Rabbi Yosef, the Brisa says just like Rabbi Yosef, Yachl Yasin de Kavasa Bechalus Todurikik and Nazir, Tamilomer Shivis Yam Matos Tokhelu, Matza Nechelus Lishiva, Yatzazu, Shem Nechelus. Chalas Todah, Rukik and Nazir are excluded because they're not eaten for all 7 days. They're only eaten for Yom V'layla. So now says Gemara, but why not suggest the following three possibilities of why you cannot be Yotzei with Chalas Todah, Rukik and Nazir? Why is it dafka these two suggestions? V'tebeglei would say a different suggestion. Mi lechemoni, misha nechel ba'aninus, yatsa zesheinu nechel ba'aninus. Chalas Todah, Rukik and Nazir is kachim. It can't be eaten ba'aninus. So it would ele ba'asimcha. It can only be eaten ba'asimcha. So Savalek Rabbi Akiva Damar Aniksiv. Now maybe we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva that matzah does not have to be eaten by aninus. Lechemoni means onim alav dvarim harbe. So we're not worried about the eating it in a state of sadness. So says we're worried about the following possibility. V'tepeglei davalim matzah ashira in the carbon. So I mentioned before there's oil in the carbon also. Doesn't that make it matzah ashira and therefore no good for the mitzvah of matzah? That's why chalas todah rukik and nazir should be no good. It's such a tiny amount of oil. It's one revius of oil for all these 40 loaves of bread. There's no way that makes a difference. That doesn't make it matzah ashira. Matzah ashira is you have a significant ingredient that actually changes the feel of the dough. The tepukle says our third possibility that we don't suggest as to why chalas todah rukik and nazir is no good. Because you can't eat it anywhere. Kachim are limited to being eaten where kachim kalim within Yerushalayim, kachim within the Azara. So you're not allowed to eat it b'kol moshavos. So Amrei Shlakish, also Meres, Chalas Todah Rukik and Nazir, ne'achalim b'novigivon. When the Mishkan was in Novigivon, they ate Chalas Todah Rukik and Nazir outside Yerushalayim, in Novigivon. That's Tanya, Amr Rabbi Loi, Shalti Yisrab Lazar. Ma'ar she'yetzi adam Chalas Todah Rukik and Nazir, Amr li lo shamati. I asked Rabbi Lazar, what's the din? Can one be yotzi the mitzvah of matzah with chalas todah rukik and nazir? He said lo shamati. I have no tradition on this. Basi v'shalti v'nei Rabbi Yeshua. So I then asked Rabbi in front of Rabbi Shua Amrli, Hare Amru Chalos Todur Kikinazir Shasan La Atzmo Einod Miyotzi Behen Limka Bishok Yotzi Behen. And Rabbi Shua said, just like it says in our Mishnah, that if you're making it for yourself, where are you going to use it for yourself? Then you're not Yotzei. But you make it to sell for other people to use for the Chalos Todur Kikinazir, then you can be Yotzei. Kishabasi Vertesi Dvarim Lufnei Rabbi Eliezer. So when I reported this back to Rabbi Eliezer, remember the question you didn't know the answer to? Well, I asked Rabbi Yeshua. He knew the answer. This is what he said. Amali Bris. He says, yeah, yeah, that's the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. I swear to it. Bris is the lashon of Shavua, according to some Rishon. I swear to it, that's the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. The Rishonim are bothered a little bit, so why didn't he tell him in the first place? I mean, it sounds like he knew it all along, that this is the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. Reb Lazar is someone who is lo amar davar shlo sham pi rabo, though. Reb Lazar has had this hakpada, that he never said anything that he was not sham pi rabo. So maybe he had heard from elsewhere, not from his own rebbein, that it was halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, but he didn't want to say it because he had this hakpada to only say things that he was shamim pi rabba. Yikadamri bris heinen varm shnamim l'moshe v'sinai v'lo time abayi. Others say that no, he was saying it sarcastically. What is this, some sort of halacha l'moshe v'sinai? Don't you need to explain it? Why should there be a difference between whether you make the chalas todur kikinazir for yourself or you make it for someone else? So v'time abayi, what taka is the reason? So rabba kol l'shukim luche mimlach. Amri mizdavin mizdavin yilam mizdavin epik buana. But whenever you plan on selling something, you always have in the back of your mind the possibility that you won't be able to sell it. So when he makes chalas todur kikinazir with the plan of selling it, the plan B is to then use it for himself or whatever he needs it for, including matzah. And that's enough of a lishma for the mitzvah of matzah. But if you use it for yourself, then he knows he's going to use it for kikinazir chalas todur, would not be able to be used for mitzvah matzah. But Hashem, tomorrow we start maror.